Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. Previously on The Second Coming of Hugo, Hugo found himself after hours in the office of his very horny and slightly inappropriate boss, John. After escaping with his pants still on, Hugo retold the details to his best friend Tim, only to have John's wife approach him wanting to talk.
Hey Donna, sorry I'm late. Those idiots from design stuffed me around again. They are such what is happening?
Hey John.
Hi, John.
Hugo, what are you doing here?
I asked him here.
What? When?
Well, I recognised him from the team photo you showed me. I was dropping you off at work, and I saw him out the front of the cafe this morning. So I went over to say hello, and I asked him to come over tonight.
Well, I'd more say insisted I come over.
I can be pretty persuasive.
You didn't tell me you were coming over?
I tried to, but every time I tried to talk to you today, you were too busy to chat. I don't think we're in the same room for more than a few seconds.
Why is he here?
Well, I was hoping we could have a threesome.
What?
Joking!
Thank God.
I know! What would we both do with a gay man?
I think I need a drink.
Not yet, drunkie. Don't you want to know why I invited Hugo here?
Of course I want to know.
Your clothes. They're dreadful.
What?
You need a gay to give you some style tips. I want him to go through your closet and toss things out.
So you could say I'm here to push him out of the closet.
Oh, you're so funny. I love the gays.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
You agreed to this?
Well, I didn't have much choice. My best friend kind of agreed for me, and then Donna kept sending me messages all day. She kind of guilted me into coming.
She's good at that.
When you said there was a gay in your office, I just knew I had to befriend him. And he's so much nicer than the last one. There was something fishy about him. He would never look me in the eye.
Maybe a guilty conscience.
Maybe. You are fabulous! I hope we can be the best of friends. Now, I'm going to make us some strawberry daiquiris, and then we can get started on the wardrobe! Best night ever!
Maybe you should go home.
What? Get rid of your dirty little secret?
What's your deal? Why do you even care?
Because somebody just broke me completely. They promised love and fidelity and they reneged on the deal. How would your clearly insane wife respond if she found out you like to lure employees into your office for chats and cock?
Shh. You gotta tell her.
No, I don't want to be the one to shatter her inappropriate little heart. Let her know that her dream of a gay best friend is actually true. But you should know, she'll find out. They always do.
I'm careful. Oh,
clearly not that much. Confess to her. She might even be okay with it. Just don't keep lying to her or yourself.
I don't need you looking down on me.
You might need it, but you're going to get it.
You don't even know me.
Oh, no, I don't. But I know what it's like to discover the person you love the most has been lying to you. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Drinks are served.
Oh, thanks. I've never had a daiquiri.
Really? I thought it was the drink of all the gays.
Not quite. I like a good scotch.
Funny. So does John.
I'm getting a headache.
Now, before we get stuck into that wardrobe, and there is a hideous old cardigan I know you'll want to throw out, I have a great idea.
What?
Oh, no.
Now, I bet you have Grindr, right?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Well, my hairdresser was showing me all the cute guys that were near him. I've always wanted to open it up here and see who in our neighbourhood is on it. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be the opposite of great.
Oh, stop being such a straight man. Don't worry. Hugo isn't going to sleep with you. He probably doesn't even want to.
Oh, you're right, Donna. If he asked, I'd knock him back.
So, hand us your phone and let's go manhunting.
Listen, Donna, as fun as this sounds, I don't think I'm the gay you're looking for.
What do you mean?
Well, while I might like men and listen to more Madonna than Megadeth, I also like watching sport. And not just for the tight shorts. Plus, I could never be accused of being fashion forward. I've worn these same jeans for years. Maybe you should invite your hairdresser around.
Ramon?
Yeah, I think he's the one you're looking for.
But I wanted us to be friends. For you to be my gay.
No offence, Donna, but that term, be my gay, well, it makes me want to throw up this hideously sweet drink.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, and plus, I have to go home. John here just told me I got a promotion with a pay rise and a transfer to a different floor. You're organising that, aren't you, John?
What?
Well, I mean, you can organise it with HR. Or I could go in there tomorrow.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Now, excuse me, there's a lovely guy who wants to meet up with me for coffee. I might message him and see if he wants a drink. Have a good night, all.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, Johnny boy.
Well, that didn't go as expected. And what was wrong with calling him my gay?
Shut up, Donna.
The role of Hugo was played by Wayne Tunks. The role of John was played by
Cam Fall.
The role of Donna was played by
Constance Washington.
The Affair with Hikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.